Coming up, Drew Holiday goes off for the Bucks, and the Suns get a win in KD's return to the court. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team, every day.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. Local experts join us to go over the biggest stories on the hardwood and recap all of the action for you from last night in the NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Drew Holiday had a career night, 51 points for the Bucks, as Milwaukee nearly dropped 150 against Indiana. Locked On Bucks goes over that big scoring effort. Locked On Pacers has more on the loss for Indy.
On the front end of a back-to-back with a game against Boston tomorrow, this was an absolute must-win in Indiana for the Milwaukee Bucks. They picked up the win. It was also one of the more memorable nights of the 2022-23 regular season. My name's Kane Pittman. I'm the host of the Locked On Bucks podcast. The final score is 149-136, but some of the individual performances were outstanding. Drew Holiday, for the first time in his career, has a 50-point game. He finishes with 51 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. As for Giannis, he tallied 38 points, 17 rebounds, and 12 assists, the fastest triple-double of his career so far. On top of that, Giannis threw down a ferocious poster dunk on Jalen Smith that sent him to the sideline. And then less than a minute later, Grayson Allen threw down a dunk of the year contender. He went flying through the air, landed on his back, and it was actually a scary fall, but he was able to throw down the dunk and he was healthy. So much to discuss about this game. We're going to do it all on the Locked On Bucks podcast, but this was an important win for the Bucks and an enjoyable one at the same time.
You're not going to win much when you give up 149 points in regulation. Pacers find that out the hard way Wednesday night. Tony East here, host of Locked On Pacers, here to tell you about defense. That's the thing the Pacers need a lot more of if they want to win games. During their last five games of this season, they dropped their game to the Bucks 149-136 Wednesday night. Now, Pacers are in a development mode and learning mode and growth mode and whatever word you want to use to describe what they're doing right now. Lots of minutes for young guys, but giving up 149 is giving up 149. The Bucks ran through them. Giannis was unbelievable. Drew Holiday, career night, 51 points for him. Pacers offense was awesome. 136 points, tons of assists for Andrew Nembhard, tons of points for Benedict Mathurin. They looked great. That's encouraging for the Pacers. None of the defense was encouraging. They've got to band together more on that end of the floor, get some stops down the stretch of the season. We'll have more on the Locked On Pacers podcast.
A lot of points out of Minnesota's stars yesterday, but turnovers came back to bite them as Phoenix got the win at home in Kevin Durant's return. Locked On Timberwolves and Locked On Suns. Join us now with more.
The Minnesota Timberwolves had their four-game winning streak halted by the Phoenix Suns on Wednesday night. I'm Ben Beacon, host of the Locked On Wolves podcast. And Anthony Edwards scored 31. Cat had 25 and 8 after sitting out the win over the Kings on Monday. But it wasn't enough. The Wolves were sloppy. They turned the ball over 21 times, only 8 turnovers for the Suns in this game. Minnesota actually had a lead at halftime, up by 3. They played well early during the early stages of the third quarter, built a double-digit lead halfway through the third quarter. But the Suns just kept wearing the Wolves down. Devin Booker scored 29 points, attempted 15 free throws. The Timberwolves, as a team in this game, 12 free throw attempts. It was all about Booker getting to the line. Chris Paul initiated a pick and roll down the stretch, and the Wolves just not able to get those critical stops down the stretch themselves. Also, the outside shooting for the Wolves was cold all game, just 34% from beyond the arc. We're going to break it down on Locked On Wolves. Make sure to subscribe to Locked On Wolves for all things Timberwolves.
It was the single biggest game of the season for the Phoenix Suns, and they come away with the W. Brendan Kleen here from Locked On Suns coming to you post-game, as you can hear live from Footprint Center, where Kevin Durant made his home debut at long last, 3 weeks to the day after he bent his ankle, sprained it, missed those 3 weeks. The last time that he was supposed to debut, but the Suns win 107-100 tonight. Not only big, as Durant was able to make his way back onto the court and get comfortable despite a little bit of rust, but also beating the Minnesota Timberwolves, who were making a run up the Western Conference standings on a four-game win streak heading into Phoenix tonight. The Suns are able to keep them at bay. A little bit of an ugly game, lots of turnovers, lots of offensive fouls, lots of offensive rebounds on Minnesota's side, and yet the Suns get enough from Booker, from Paul, from Kevin Durant a little, and that is enough. For more on these Suns, listen to Locked On Suns wherever you get your podcasts.
After losing to the Heat a week ago, the New York Knicks got revenge by beating Miami in Madison Square Garden last night. Locked On hosts with both of our teams have more about New York's win.
In a season full of great wins for the New York Knicks, this one is up there. I'm Gavin Shaw of the Locked On Knicks podcast. The Knicks finish off a 90-style victory over the Miami Heat. Knockout, drag-out fight that saw Julius Randle go down with an ankle injury. We don't know the extent of that quite yet, but we do know the Knicks' young backcourt is on the rise. Emmanuel Quickley and Quentin Grimes combined for 27 points in a night where Randle didn't have it even before he got hurt. Jalen Brunson just didn't really look quite like himself, didn't have a lot of juice off the dribble, didn't have his typical shot-making. RJ Barrett was terrible to start the game, finished the game pretty strong. They needed everything from those two, and the shot-making, the creativity from Quickley, the speed and aggression to the rim from Quentin Grimes, who looks like a completely transformed player from a couple weeks ago, combined with some timely defense from Isaiah Hardenstein, takes the day for the New York Knicks.
The Heat lose to the Knicks 101-92, dropping their third straight game. I'm Wes Goldberg with Locked On Heat. A few days ago, the Heat were in sixth place and had a chance to distance themselves from the play-in, maybe even grab fifth place in the East. Instead, they lose three straight to the Nets, Raptors, and tonight against the Knicks. The offense has disappeared as the team struggles to make shots, scoring just 192 points in those three games. Meanwhile, the defense, which was elite before the All-Star break, ranks near the bottom of the league ever since. All of this is concerning for the Heat, who need to be playing their best basketball right now ahead of the playoffs. Instead, this is a team that feels like it's searching for an identity, and there's not much time left to figure it out. The play-in is still likely, but the Heat haven't given much reason to be confident in a long postseason run like last year's. For more on what's gone wrong in Miami, check out Locked On Heat on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sixers trailed early, but they beat the Mavs in the fourth quarter and ended up winning in Philly. Our Locked On Mavs host tells us what went wrong in the loss for Dallas.
The Dallas Mavericks play up to their competition, almost get there, but can't find the win against the Philadelphia 76ers. Nick Engstead from the Locked On Mavericks podcast here. And the Dallas Mavericks look like a basketball team again, look like a team that actually had stuff to play for, look like a team that actually was going to be in the playoffs, make the playoffs, and instead of coming away with a victory, they find a way to lose late in this game. Dallas Mavericks, they just allowed too many threes, allowed too many turnovers to be turned into other points by the Sixers, allowed too many live rebounds to be turned into points on the other end. And the Sixers just did a great job down the stretch. They're a team that's been playing together. They're a team that hit 17 of 36 threes. The Mavs hit 18 threes, but took 46 of them. That's just not a way the Dallas Mavericks win games this entire season. And you could just see there's just a lack of chemistry on this team, lack of chemistry down the stretch. The offense wasn't flowing and not enough Luka and Kyrie working together on offense, and instead it's the other guys having to make open shots, and they didn't.
The Lakers got their revenge with a win in Chicago last night after losing their previous game to the Bulls. Locked On Lakers recaps that bounce back win.
This is Zane Kamenetsky, co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast, and the Lakers get a 121-110 win over the Bulls in Chicago. Payback from Sunday's very disappointing loss to the same team, and Pat Beverly running his mouth, tweeting Charmin, too small in LeBron James. And the night was led by Chi-Town product Anthony Davis, 38 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, and some really good ball movement. LeBron, 25-7-4, ran many successful possessions out of the post. D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves also had really nice nights, but for the betterment of the team, it might actually make more sense to move Austin Reeves back to the bench. Either way, the Lakers are, for the time being, an 8th seed and off to a really good start to this critical 5-game road trip. A lot more to get into, so make sure you're subscribing to the Locked On Lakers YouTube channel and that you make Locked On Lakers your first listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Grizzlies and Clippers could very well meet early in the playoffs this year. It was LA taking a crucial road win in this potential playoff preview. Locked On Grizzlies reviews that home loss.
They say that all good things must come to an end. Well, unfortunately, that was true for the Memphis Grizzlies on Wednesday night as they saw their home winning streak come tumbling down. Their overall winning streak ends as well at the hands of the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm Joe Mullinax of Locked On Grizzlies, and let the conversation for the next day or so be about resting players in Memphis, because that's exactly what the Memphis Grizzlies did on Wednesday night. Second game of a back-to-back, third game in four nights. It was a prime opportunity for Taylor Jenkins and the Memphis Grizzlies, one of the most minutes-conscious organizations in the entire NBA, to rest Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bain and Tyus Jones, John Conchar, other players that did not get run in this contest that did in the previous night's win over the Orlando Magic. Would those key players had helped the Memphis Grizzlies play better defense? Probably so, but that wasn't the case tonight.
Coming up, the Pistons lose one at the buzzer. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by FanDuel. March Madness is wrapping up. Now's the perfect time for you to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get that no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000 in bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, super easy for you to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes that are drained. FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Welcome back. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you again for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Talen Horton-Tucker making a name for himself last night with 41 points as the Jazz beat the Spurs on Wednesday. Locked On Jazz has more after that victory in San Antonio.
The Utah Jazz were without Colin Sexton, without Lauri Markkanen, without Kelly Olynyk, and without Jordan Clarkson. That's okay. They were playing the San Antonio Spurs, and they beat them 128-117 tonight behind 41 points from Talen Horton-Tucker. Talen Horton-Tucker's second time in his NBA career, he has surpassed 40 points. This was a career high at 41, and he came out early and often. He took 9 of the Jazz's first 12 shots. He scored 16 points in the first quarter and 27 in the first half, and by night's end, he was a very efficient 15 of 25 from the field and 6 of 11 from three for the Jazz guard out of Iowa State. As the Jazz cruised by the Spurs, the game was a three-point game heading into the fourth quarter, but they stretched the lead to 19 at one point in the fourth quarter, and the Jazz sit a game and a half out of the play-in at night's end.
The Pistons dropped a close one thanks to some familiar issues for Detroit. Locked On Pistons gets the late word about an ugly finish in OKC.
Corey Joseph hits a game winner for the Detroit Pistons. First OKC... Wait, what is that? They gave up another offensive rebound. To end the game? A putback offensive rebound score? Again? To J-Dub? Kojo didn't box out? Okay, hold on. Sorry, guys. I must have cut the game off a few seconds early. The Pistons do not win on a Corey Joseph pull-up three. Instead, they lose for what feels like the 100th time on an offensive rebound at the end of the game from guys not boxing out, staring up at the glass, and not getting down on the rim, trying to get physical with guys, and trying to secure the final rebound on the final play of the game. This has happened numerous occasions for the Pistons this year, and the fact that the veteran didn't do on this possession, I think is pretty damning on the for the Pistons across the board, but it is what it is. Loss... I guess it helps the overall tank process, but sucks to keep losing this way. That's not a good sign.
That's a wrap for today. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Make sure that you are subscribed to Locked On NBA and, of course, your favorite team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from. This has been Locked On Game to Game.